From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Your host carefully cuts the foil away from the opening of the bottle, skillfully removes the cork, inspects it, and then says, "We'll just let this baby breathe a bit." A breathing exercise right after this.
I want to tell you about a 4-star trip for wine lovers that I have personally created for you. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys. You'll be treated like gold while meeting some legendary personalities along the way. Get all the details by emailing me at david@grapeencountersradio.com. That's david@grapeencountersradio.com.
If your waiter asks, "Would you like me to let the wine breathe a few minutes before I pour it?" you might want to respond by saying, "No, actually, I'd like you to spend a few minutes hunting down a decanter, gently pour our bottle of obscenely marked up wine in it, and let it breathe properly." Here's the simple truth. Merely uncorking a bottle and letting it set a while will likely have no effect on the taste of the wine. In reality, the wine will benefit more from being poured into the glass than sitting there, because the air simply can't get into contact with 99.99% of the wine in the bottle. At home, use a decanter, acrylic funnel aerator, or at least swirl your glass. Breathing helps clear the bouquet by allowing some odors and excess sulfur dioxide to escape. Exposure to oxygen can also bring about noticeable chemical changes like the softening of tannins and alcohol. Wines, especially young reds, that initially taste harsh will generally mellow when exposed to air. So if you really care, give it some air. Oh, and if you open a bottle and the wine's not breathing, perform mouth-to-mouth immediately. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.